You're listening to episode 6 of the SmartSocial.com podcast. The topic of this episode is how to be the perfect parent. The question is, how do you keep your kids safe and smart online while helping them have fun and someday build a positive online identity that can help them in the future? That's the question, and this podcast is the answer. We interview experts each week that help you be the best parent and or educator you can become to protect your kids and students online. My name is Josh Oakes, and I travel the country each year teaching students and professionals how to shine online. You can learn more at smartsocial.com. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. I'm so pumped about this interview. We're going to talk about the perfect parent on this episode and who is that and how can we become more like that. I have an awesome guest here with us today who's going to give you so many tactical tips. I was reviewing them before the video just now and I got pumped up because of how much value is in this. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to a best-selling author. Her name is Roma, and Roma Ketterpal, and Roma comes to us today live on video and audio. No matter where you're listening, I think you're going to get a ton from her. Roma, you have a best-selling book. Welcome to the podcast. What's the name of the book? And then talk to us about what the book's about.
Sure. The award-winning book, the name is The Perfect Parent. Right here, The Perfect Parent, 5 Tools for Using Your Inner Perfection to Connect with Your Kids.
That's awesome.
Quite the ride, quite the journey, and so much fun sharing tips and tools and really practical advice for parents.
Yeah, and I get to meet a lot of people that are parenting experts, and you stood out. Your stuff is just really, really helpful. I love practical and tactical, and I believe that you are that way, and reasonable too. Let's dive into tip number one. You talk a lot about parenting, but one of my favorite phrases that you have is approachable parenting. Can you tell us how to be the best at approachable parenting? And what is that?
Sure. So, you know, we all want to be approachable to our kids. We all want our kids to reach out to us in times of confusion, in times of, chaos when they have a conflict with a friend or on social media or what have you. But we really have to till that soil. We really have to set that foundation for our children. And that work starts with us. And this is why I advocate, mindful and conscious parenting, because truly everything begins and ends with us. And we have to chart that direction for our kids. So how do we make ourselves approachable with our children? What can we do to build that trust? And that trust really has to be built step by step by step.
And you talk about being firm yet flexible and make more guidelines and minimal rules, open-hearted and open-minded, up for change. I like that. Very approachable with children. Now, next you talk about sensible parenting. Can you describe what that is?
Sure. Sensible parenting is using your 5 senses to connect with your kids. That's what makes your senses. And of course, it makes you sensible. And of course, your 6th sense. So we all want to be called a sensible parent, right? But what does that really mean? Mm-hmm. That term simply means using your 5 senses and your 6th sense to connect with your kids. So when you speak to them kindly. One of the big things that I advocate is when you are right, practice being kind first. Oh. Make sure that the words that roll off of your tongue are sweet for you, it tastes good to you and to your child. Then of course, hearing, listen, not just hear your child, but really, really listen up. Let them finish their sentences. Let them complete their thoughts. It is so important because mostly kids just want to, any age group, they just, as human behavior in general, they just want to share. And if there's conflict or chaos, even more important to listen to them, let them complete their thoughts, let them complete their sentences, and then make that eye contact with kids. And of course, the most important one that I love is touch. When you're talking to your child, especially during disconnect. Now, parents are great at, using touch to connect with their kids when they're happy or when they've achieved something or there's an accomplishment at hand and, good job, give them a hug and what have you. But at times of disconnect and discord, this is when parents really do not use this tool with their children. So just, making sure that you have a hand on their back and just touching them, just making sure that you let them know at that moment of discipline, if that's where you're at, that yes, there's a consequence that's going to be rolled out, but hey, I'm here for you. I still love you. And that's a very, very reassuring thing for children.
That's really great. So touch, let me go back to what you just said, which was really powerful. All this is really good stuff. You said, when you're right, practice being kind first. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing.
Just think about what's the first thing we do when we're right. We start to do this and how dare you and how could you and, yeah. You know, and I told you so, that big I told you, didn't I warn you, didn't I tell you? And really it is at this moment when we're right, because let's face it, they're kids, we're the adults, we're the parents, we are right a lot. They are making mistakes, that's an absolute fact. Yeah. So when we are right, practicing that kindness first, being kind to them about it, using a kind tone of voice, and really managing your own emotions. That's what it's all about. My entire book is about communication. These are all communication tools. And if you think of the word communication, what does that mean? The base word is commune, to come together. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to do with kids, not have a one-way dialogue and say, I'm a really good communicator because I told you what to do, but it's how can we come together to open up this conversation. And when we're kind, when children have made mistakes, we really, we're open-hearted, we're more approachable. So all these tools are sort of tied in to the other. And being kind at that moment is an impression that we leave on our kids, and it also helps shape their personalities.
Yeah, there's an old phrase, it's not what you say to somebody, it's how you made them feel. Yeah. And that kindness really hits at that, how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've talked about approachable parenting, we've talked about sensible parenting. Now let's talk about reasonable and responsible parenting. How do you describe that, and what is it?
So reasonable parenting is reason-able, having the ability to reason with your children. And responsible parenting is response-able, having the ability to respond with your kids. And this all flows back into communication. So there are three facets in communication: thoughts, feelings, and expressions. So thoughts, of course, come from our intellect, what we're thinking about, feelings, the emotional center, and then the expressions are how we act, the words we use, our tone of voice, how we behave with our children. And when we, first of all, balance our children's feelings, we really can access their intellect. So when we are approachable, when we are kind, when we do, I have another tool called dealing with the feeling. It's an emotional intelligence tool with the three steps of spot it, say it, and okay it. So spot the feeling, say it out loud, and okay it. So if your child is angry at you, letting them know that, listen, it's okay to be angry at me. I get it. I would be angry at me too, but I had to do what I had to do. So turning that emotional temperature down, then accessing the intellect. And this is what reasonable and responsible parenting is about, is if you tone down the temperature of the emotions, then you can access their intellect and reason with them. The point is that there's a very simple way to turn an argument into reasoning. And as you know, with what you cover, your topic with, you know, the digital world, the arguments and the bickering and the yelling and the telling, that is back and forth so much more than ever before. So really important to know how to reason with your kids. And when I say reason, that first requires for you to balance your emotional temperature, then to bring their emotional temperature down, and asking simple questions, not asking questions that are pointed to the subject, meaning why did you do this, but instead pointing to the object. So tell me what happened here. Now, what happened here is a very, very simple, non-judgmental, open-minded, open-hearted, even if you know your child is wrong, because really there's no answer to why did you do this? They did it because they're children. And oftentimes, you know, we pound on that. Why did you do this? What were you thinking? And there are no answers to that. So really being able to reason is asking the right questions, asking open-ended questions, not questions that prompt answers like, you know, yes or no, but questions that open up the dialogue. So that's what reasonable parenting is about. And responsible parenting, of course, once you're reasonable and you've managed your own emotional landscape, then being response-able, being the ability to respond instead of react, is easy. Because now you've managed your emotional temperature, so now you're working from your intellect. so that you can then communicate effectively with your children.
Wow, I love this. You are so helpful and really easy to understand what you're doing from a child's perspective too. You're really making it so the child can feel comfortable to talk with their parents, which that's my favorite part. Okay, great. So you've got something called the bigger goal, which is eye on the ball for several things. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure, sure. You know, parents all start out with the right intention. We all want to do the best for our children. We all want to raise kids, as the tagline of Tools of Growth, my company, says, you know, raising kids to be happy, think positive, and do good. We all want that. We want our children to make the right choices. And somehow, while we are intentionally, we all have the same intentions, it doesn't always show in our behavior. And this is sort of my passion, is to bridge that gap. So that parents can align their intention with their higher goal. And each one of my parenting workshops starts out with, you know, what are you looking for out of this ride of parenting for yourself? And 9 out of 10 times, nobody can answer that because they go back to the children. You know, I'm looking out of this parenting ride for me. I'm looking for my kids to be happy. I'm looking for my children to be successful, my children to be good citizens or kind or what have you. But really, when all is said and done, what we really want, which we often never realize, is a relationship with our children. Because after all the years that we put in, 20 some on a day-to-day basis, we forget that it is the relationship that we're working towards, because after all those years, it really won't matter if your child is the president of the United States or working at McDonald's if you don't have a relationship with them. It really won't matter if they're a Harvard graduate or didn't go to school at all if they don't want to talk to you. So keeping that eye on the relationship happens in the day-to-day, in the moment-to-moment, in the disconnect to the disconnect. And how we can turn that disconnect to connect is simple. If we just remember some basic foundation rules. So keeping an eye on that relationship and knowing it is a ship of relations. And what do ships do, right? It's never smooth sailing.
The motion of the ocean. Yeah, I like that you say, remember to stay connected with your kids, and you, and we want a relationship with our children no matter where they're at in their career. That's absolutely fun. You also talk a little bit about having fun. Let's talk about that for a sec. How can people have fun?
You know, I have to tell you, having fun today, you actually have to allot time for it and make time for it, just because there's less and less free time. You know, children in their free time run to their gadgets, as you know. This is your line of work. And parents too, they're doing the same thing. They run to their gadgets as well. So really important to allot that time, to make that time, to have fun, to connect with each other. And that really is what's going to balance out the telling and the yelling that we do all day long.
The telling and the yelling.
All day long.
All right, let's go practical and tactical. What are some examples parents can do to have fun that they may not have thought about? They're stressed. They came home from work. The kids are on their devices on the couch. They're not doing their homework, but you want to take 30 minutes and maybe connect with the kids. What are some tactical tips you might tell parents? Is it get out and go for a walk? Or what are those tips?
So I have this tool called Take Five. And this is, again, it's a habit that needs to be cultivated, because if you get up one day and tell your three kids ages 8 to 18, come on, we're going to go for a walk, drop all your gadgets, you're going to get some resistance. So these are habits that need to be built early on with the children. So what I recommend is taking 5 minutes a day with your children to do nothing. Absolutely no thing. Nothing at all. Leave all the gadgets out, all your lists of, I have to do this and I have to take them there and do that and whatever, and take that 5 minutes a day to sit out, whether it's in front of a window looking at you know, nature, or taking them for a little walk, or just sitting in your backyard, whatever, wherever, just taking those 5 minutes, looking up at the sky, you know, whatever you can do, 5 minutes a day for moments of a really connection in that space, in that quiet space. Otherwise, we lose touch with that quiet space.
And yeah, I like that. Take five, no gadgets. Love that.
Nothing. Absolutely. No lists of to-do, even in your mind. No, let's talk about this or that. Let's just sit. Let's just hang together, hold hands, put your arm around each other, whatever. And, you know, usually when parents start this out, and in my workshops, this is always fun because I send them home with, all right, take five with your kids. And usually the older kids come back with, the parents of the older kids come back with, this is awkward. What are we supposed to do? This is boring because we're all so used to doing and not really.
We all have this stimulation of screen time, and we have this really weird addiction where even if we're all watching TV, what do? Sometimes we're checking our phone because a TV show is not interesting enough for us. It's amazing. So I can see what I love your take five thing. And I can also see where kids are going, well, what do? I kind of want to check Snapchat.
Right. Well, this is, you know, in 5 minutes you can. I'm going to do it too. If your child is older and on Snapchat and saying, hey, but I just need to do this now. So you know what? It's hard for me too, right? I get it. And being that role model, right? Because that's, if we want to be a role model, we have to be the role model first. So saying, I want to do this too. Really, I get it. And this is a good thing for me. You're going to help me because I know I'm on my phone way too much as well. Let's go outside. Let's just hang for 5 minutes. And that really becomes the foundation for connecting with each other in a space outside of all the noise. Otherwise, when the children are overwhelmed, when they are distraught, when they have a disconnection, when they have an issue with their children, you're not going to be the first person that they come to or any person that they come to in any, you know, in any preference, because they don't know how to connect with you. They don't know that you can actually sit with them and listen and feel them. And feeling that space together is so important for connection. And this is the foundation that ties into that relationship, that goal that I'm talking about, that you want to build with your child in the day-to-day, in the moment-to-moment.
This is powerful stuff. I want to hit on something that you breezed by. It's one of your phrases, but I think it's so crucial for me to repeat slowly for everybody on the podcast right now. A good role model is a good rule model. I want you to go into that deeply, please, a little bit more for us. Describe what a rule model is from a role model, please.
Sure. So as parents, right, we all want to role model the best behavior for our children, no doubt about it. You know, we want them to be good citizens. We want them to be good human beings, first of all. And, you know, kids, when they compliment my children and they ask me, what am I most proud of? And the thing that I say to them that I'm most proud that they're just amazing human beings. And we all want that for our children, and we have to model it first. Now, you know, parents, generations into now have done this, been that wanting to be that good role model, but it's becoming really hard with technology, with devices, because parents themselves are having a hard time creating boundaries and guidelines for their own selves. And so disciplining their children on that, guiding their children on that is becoming tougher and tougher. So if you have some basic rules of you're going to be on technology X number of hours a day, 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day, depending on the age of your child, then be sure that you let them know that this rule applies to me as well. I too will allow myself, if I work on my phone, and this is where my work is mostly on technology and whatever, your gadgets or your laptop or what have you, I too am allowing myself X amount of time when we are in a shared family space.
Yeah. In the living room and on the couch.
Sure. If you're setting some rules. Now, you know, again, you know, with children as they get older, I'm really a firm believer to do away with the word rule. And stick to more guidelines and boundaries, which are more flexible, which really make us more approachable, which will change on the day to day, and being open to that and being open-minded and open-hearted about that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to technology with safety issues, as you know, some rules do have to be in place for the safety of the children, and important to follow those rules first.
Yeah, that's terrific. You've given us so much to look at here today. You've taught us, I mean, really the topic is today being the perfect parent. And Roma, you've brought to the table, what does that perfect parent look like? And who is that person? We're all striving to get there, but it definitely is a lot of work. And I think the stuff that you do is so relevant because screen time really comes back to old school, teaching kids that this has a purpose, not just as a pastime. And do we have rules around it? So I love everything you're talking about today. I think it's really great. You're an awesome guest.
About perfection, Josh. You know, I'm glad you touched on that, because in the book, the word perfect is in quotes. Yeah. The reason why it's in quotes is because I sort of debunk what perfection really means. In the mainstream, perfection is, you know, getting it all done, getting it all right. What is the other doing so that I can do it better? And honestly, when it comes to parenting, there's really no need for any of that, because that ideological vision of being the perfect parent adds so much pressure. But if you look at the relationship between a child and a parent, it's perfect as it is, because this human being, your child, came into your life in a natural order of things. It's not something that you planned. It's not something that they planned. It wasn't by design. It's in a natural order of perfection. And really, who knows your child better than you? And likewise, our children know us just as much as we know them. Mm-hmm. And if I were to line up a whole bunch of kids on your worst parenting day and said, go parent, pick another one, we would still pick our own. So this is the perfection that we need to own and harness and anchor and work off of every single day, the only perfection that we need to celebrate in building that relationship with our children.
Boy, you bring a lot to the table. I'm really thankful for you and all that you've given us. One of my favorite things that you've said today is we want a relationship with our children, and that's your end goal when you're working with people in your workshops. And also Take Five, I really do think that no gadgets is so wise of you to suggest to people. Roma, I'm going to leave you with the last thought. What is the one tip, the biggest frequently asked question, or the one tip that you want to leave parents with on this episode?
So Josh, you know, be mindful, be conscious. I would tell every parent that, because parenting is not hard. We've made such a big deal about parenting. Yes, it's busy, but it's not hard. We make it hard because our emotions get in the way. So managing your own emotions, being mindful and conscious and really knowing who you are comes from spending that time with your children. So take five, spend time with your kids so you can really build that connection in the quiet space and truly connecting with who we really are.
That's awesome. Roma, thank you so much for being a part of today's episode.
Thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure. And I have to say, I love all the work that you do, and I refer parents to you all the time. You bring such quality to this mayhem of the gadget world, right? So thank you so much for the great work that you do as well.
Thank you. All of those of you that are watching, you can click the links below to learn more about Roma's book and follow her on social media as well. Thank you so much. For all of you that are watching, no matter where you're watching, whether it's YouTube, Facebook Live, or on our audio podcast, always remember to keep it, the kids are watching, so keep it light, bright, and polite. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to our Smart Social Podcast. Are you kind of frustrated with always being the bad parent? Maybe the parent that tells your kids what not to do? Well, we designed something called Parent University that has family videos. That's videos that you watch with your kids to teach them how to be positive on the internet, to show them how to get kicked out of Harvard, perhaps to show them why they shouldn't share their password with their best friend. And parents use us as that example that they can then turn to. Well, maybe you shouldn't do that because Josh said it's a bad idea. In our Parent University program, not only do we have those family videos, we also have videos that bring you up to speed as a parent on exactly how to use Snapchat, exactly how to use Instagram, what the bad apps are. We go behind the scenes and teach you everything you need to know to be an expert. We do it in short videos. We show you everything you need. We also give you access to all of my Parent Night content that I travel the country sharing with parents to bring them up to speed on how to be safe and smart on the internet. I hope you join me. You can learn more at smartsocial.com and sign up for Parent University. Also, you might even be able to get a free copy of my book, Just Pay Shipping and Handling, Light, Bright, and Polite for Parents. I hope you'll take us up on that offer. I'll see you soon at smartsocial.com. I'm Josh Oakes. Thanks so much for listening. As always, keep it light, bright, and polite. Have a great day.